story.
Yeah.
Told the story.
Yeah, I forget kind of where we were. Do you remember, Grandma?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember, Catherine? And like,
I wonder if that's
what talking about the little stone and.
Yeah, that's when she went visiting her grandma.
Yeah.
The first thing in the morning after.
So breakfast. I just got through telling a story about the animal.
Hmm.
That little boy.
Yeah. Well, you just got finished telling us this story
about
that
story
about
my
rock.
Older man.
Yeah.
About your power.
Huh?
If you still had that little rock, you'd be lucky.
I forget things when I tell you.
Turn it
talking about the lightning struck, you know, the lightning struck the tree and then all your uncle's little rock.
The thunder.
Yeah.
There's two kinds. There's one gray and one black. The gray strikes the trees, our person, our house, our car, our engine. This black one strikes the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Rock. So my uncle gave me that gray. He told me if you was a man, when you go out hunting, put it on your body, pin it on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You could kill the deer easy. If you as a man, you could go to the river and set a salmon trap, you can get it easy. But your woman is different. So I'll give you this gray. It'll give you good luck for everything. So in the morning, I went to Grandma Louise. That's my grandpa's sister. And I told her. She sat there for a while. She says, yes, I got it. So she says, please let me have the black one. I told her, no, he just told me to take the gray one. And she gave me the gray one. It's just like a little marble,
mm-hmm.
little round gray.
Mm-hmm.
I took it. I got back and I sewed the buckskin round. I put it in my purse, pinned it on. The old man, he says, I'm going hunt. He says, can I board? I told him this story out of my dream. I was singing song when he woke up. And he told me, can I board that? I told him, be sure and take care of it. All right. And he did, was lucky. Every time he goes out, he kills a deer, he kills a deer, he kills a deer. And Brother Ben went up there at Salt Lake. He killed a deer, and he butchered the deer and put the guts right where the salt is, no more. The deer comes close to the run. He stayed up there all night till daylight. He got so mad, he got his blanket and things out and went down. He forgot his belt, and that's where he had it pinned on. He went back, he got to his horse, he heard the jay, all kind of shots, just like firecrackers. And that's where he lost it. If he didn't lost it, I'd still have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in my sleep and I dream about that. Yeah, there's two kinds of that thunder. That black one strikes the rocks, the gray one strikes the trees, horse, cows, house, everything, person. Now you find out.
Yeah. What she's talking about, see, when the lightning strikes, sometimes
they got a baby and the lady, she couldn't feed the baby on her breast. She had too much milk. And the baby can't. Well, he told him, we'll go to the store and get some milk or something. He went to Kalispell people. Aunt Wayne used to tell him. He went down there. He didn't know what they call it. That mentioned his name. I forgot his name. To him. Well, what do you want? Yeah, I want papoose. Tum, 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 tum. What is it? What do you mean about tum, tum? Yes, papoose, tum, 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 tum. You know, Oh, those Cusick people were worse than us. They don't understand nothing. Finally, he thought about, I wonder if he mentioned, you know, long time, the old timer, they called the baby papoose, baby.
Yeah.
Papoose. Uh-huh. And finally, he thought maybe he wants the milk. And showed him in the cans, you know. Yeah. Then he bought it. Well, he got back, he says, well, I got it. He understands me, all right. Then finally, Antoine, his grandmother, I guess, heard. He went there, and that guy says, see, I couldn't get him. I couldn't understand him when he says, I want papoose tum tum. Just like, go for you, come for me, go for you.
That saw, huh? The
crosscut saw.
Crosscut saw, yeah. You should tell that story.
That's Sam's dad.
Yeah.
Old man, when he first got married to us, his first wife, and he was cutting the wood, and finally his saw got, he didn't know how to sharp it. He said, oh, I'll go to the store and buy a new one. He didn't know what to call it. So he went over to the store where they get the groceries, hardware and store. Well, Bone, what do you want? Well, I want to go for you, come for me. Go for you, come for me. Didn't know what he means. Finally, he thought maybe, go for you, come for me. Go for you, come for me. Or maybe cross saw. He went over and said, this one, yeah. And he's the same guy who wanted a dead pig. His wife told him, we're out of bacon. He went up there. What do you want, Bone? Oh, I want dead pig. We ain't got it here. Oh, the old timer. Well, they done pretty good. They don't go to school. They don't understand nothing. Like my poor Grandma Louise, my grandpa's sister, she doesn't understand nothing. You'll talk to her, she just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And her husband deliver wood, you know, below for the Catholic Church. There's all kinds of camps there, like my little shack that burned. Living there, working. Deer Park camp was right across. And they were buying wood and the, what is sawmill is, old couple stays there, that's their place. And he was behind on cutting wood, dry wood. So he told his brother-in-law, you better do this. It's a good money. All right. Then he cut wood and showed him that have a rake. Told him, you go down there. And he told his people, there's a man going to come. His name is John. Oh, John Joseph. So he told him where to go. He went and he stopped. The lady come out. Good morning, John. Yeah. Too bad. My Uncle Ben used to laugh at me. He says, you'll be saying that sometime. It's your uncle. He was a silly guy. On July month, oh, it was hot. We had our shack right by that smoke shack, right little ways, her dad. And the sawmill was right there by Mildred Abrahamson's place.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad was working there. So I went to the store. I left the kids, my sister was there to get some stuff. I just come across the bridge. Here he comes. He had a fur coat, July, hot. Fur coat, gloves, you know, fur. He's got a cap, fur, his ears tied to here. I looked at him and I started laughing. Oh, he stopped. He says to me, "What are you laughing at?" He's my uncle. I said, "Oh, nothing. I'm just laughing." "Oh," I said, "maybe he's laughing at something." I told him, "No, no." So he went on. I got back and I told Mama, "My, but my uncle's silly. Sure silly. Wearing those things in hot weather. Her coat clear to here, and gloves to here, and a cap made out of a muskrat, and his ears tied up here. All tied up." She laughs. "Oh, he's just silly. Just silly. Just silly. That's all. That's all he is." Got a silly uncle. His sister died. Oh, his mother felt so bad. Cried and cried and cried and cried. And all the people were there. Just at once, and teepee, they just raised a teepee. He went over and got his big gun. His wife told him, "What are you going to do?" "Nothing." He went out and he's shooting in the air. Boch, 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 boch. His wife told him, "What's the matter with you?" "Chasing the sorrow. So much. My mama wouldn't be able to feel so bad."
Oh, I never did hear that one before. That's
I
good.
Told that Kootenai man, "Oh, he laughed and laughed. So my mom wouldn't feel so bad. I'm chasing it away. You got the big gun. Boch, 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 boch." Oh, he's
that's
silly.
A good story.
I got so mad at him once. We was there. He called us to help him pull wood, and the old man Bone was cutting wood. And Grandma went to the store to Ford, and she bought some meat, and I seen the cow tongue. I told her, "How much is it?" I said, "Oh, 50 cents, and I took it, and I cook it. Well cooked, and I cut half of it. Then I slice it, I peel it, I slice it, I slice it, and put a little flour on it, fry it. Here he comes back, and I set the table. His missus told him, "Here, your niece bought this and she cook it." He looked wild. Oh, he's silly. His eyes look, "What is it? What is it? What is it?" My grandmother said, "She bought this. It's a tongue." "No, no, no, no. I don't like it. That tongue. Use it on that stuff. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to eat." Donna got so mad at him. Believe me, he just drank coke and he went out. Total fool. Yeah. And when I was a little girl to little Pong, when they were trapping salmon, and every few minutes they have to go down to spring water. He says to me, "Oh, get me some cold water." I ran down, got the water. I was halfway coming up, those big grasshoppers, those yellow, happened to jump on the water. I left it there. I got back, I told him, "Here it is, Uncle." "No, no, no, no." He backed up, kept back now. "No, no, no, no." My grandmother said, "Oh, I don't kiss you, Uncle. This was that grasshopper." Silly. He is silly. I don't know what. Sit down and behave yourself. Doggone you. City, oh, city, 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 city. I was in the city for 3 years and I got enough of it. Just like I was in jail. Can't do what you want to do. Everything to laundry. Oh, now it's working too. Heck, I couldn't make no money. And here I got all kinds of money. All packed and sack.
I believe that, yes.
I got everything what I want to buy. buying a moccasin for $85. See? High tops come to here.
That's almost what you call nigger rich.
You'll see me wear it at the fair. And you'll see me wear the beads, cost me $45. And you'll see a shawl that I pay $100 for. See, I got everything. When I was in town, that's all I go is to secondhand store. I'm gonna be all dolled up fair time. You'd know me.
The shawl with $100 tag until another lady told her about it.
Tag right on.
Maybe somebody might smile at me.
You had a chance to go to the spiel yesterday, you wouldn't.
Oh, I had. I was going to say once I got. Every day there was a salmon trap. Then about this time, then these people from here, about 6-7 men gets there, and my mother does the cooking. And my grandma, she cuts the salmon in two and cuts it in pieces and roasts it. Fire. Ma cooks. And they come, sit there. And they spread the cloth. They didn't have no table. Spread the cloth and oil cloth and set the table with the salmon, bread, and coffin. All the people eat salmon. Then just about maybe 4 o'clock, my uncle and my dad would go down to the fish trap. I'm right there too. I follow them up the little sack. They bring the salmon. Maybe 3-4 trips, they bring it. Then they had a little squaw fish about that big. I put it in a sack and I pack it up. Then after they get all the salmon there, they could make a good money those days. Then they passed, my grandma passed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, to the people that's there. Then she goes again, maybe 3 times, each 3 salmons. Now they go away. Tomorrow morning, same time they come. And that time about noon, Gibson Moses' uncle and Gibson, she was just a young boy, they got there. Here he comes back. He was down to the river, my dad. But my mother was ready for the dinner. Oh, he's jealous to that man. He looked, act funny. I always sat by him. They got through praying. My grandma says, go ahead and help yourself, just like your home. He touched his wife. He says, Louise. She looked, what? Get me some water. Grandma got up. Those days they had to be deeper, you know, deep. She did the water here. She took the water and spilled it in her face. This one, she's ready to sit down and spill it on her face. He got up, he took his hook and walked away. Oh, poor grandma, she took her apron, wiped her face. She told his people, make your heart good. Don't think anything. Don't think what he done. Oh, her brother called her down, Steve Moses. Told her that the dirty husband you got. Don't you ever get ashamed of him? He never said a word. Gee, I thought to myself, my, he's no good. Well, the next year, he always tell my dad to come and help him. My dad took his big gun. My ma told him, what do you want to take it around for? You can't hunt, you're busy with the fish. Now I'm going to try it. If my cousin is that, he's got the grizzly bear, his pardon.
His partner.
Because one time he come. They were fixing to some, you know, to dry it, my mom and her. She got up and getting drinking. He grabbed grandma. She was about big as Pat Swipe. Grabbed her just like nothing and thrown her way far and she fall. My grandma got up and she says, I got the same thing. You got the grizzly bear, I got the brown bear, my pardon. My grandma walk up to him, this tall and husky man. My grandma just hold him around the waist and throw him way down there. He got up. He laughed, he got up and took his hook and walked away. My dad says, if he does that again, I'm going to shoot him right on his heart. If he is a grizzly bear. He never done that. Nothing wrong. Till the fish will end. I sure had a silly uncle. Maybe sometime I'll be that way.
Oh, that was John Joseph too, huh? Was that John Joseph too?
John Joseph, yeah. Oh. John Joseph.
Strange fellow.
That was my dad's cousin. And I like him. I don't know why I like him. He'll tell story. He'll tell story. Just short story. Tell me. He says, I quit. Then he'll sat there for a while. Then he'll tell another one. Same thing. When he's good, he's all right. But gee, when he gets those ugly spells, it's no good. It's no good. When his ma, they killed his mother, and they told him his ma was dead. He says, I don't want to go and see my mother. He told his wife, you go down and see her. I don't want to see her. He didn't go. See how silly he is? This year is silly. He didn't want to see his mother. A man killed her. And they told him, and he wouldn't go. He told his wife to go, but not him. Crazy. Oh, I'm telling my own uncle.
Well, Grandma, I gotta go home. I gotta finish my work yet.
What you gonna do?
I gotta finish cleaning my house.
I forget. And that little gray rock, what's got a name? I forgot it now. That little gray rock, his name is Chachashin.
Oh, say it again.
Chachashin.
Oh. What's the black one called?
I don't know, but I just know that gray.
Okay. Yeah, you should tell it in Indian, though, Grandma. About how you got it, your dream and everything. Could you do that?
Oh, you want him in Indian?
Yes, ma'am.
See, I pa. Shait was scamrunas till teal. That's ya a chance. Thumb sentinels till teal. We quite yours, cheat, scally. As shait was scam. Would the air quiet transmission chance? Them's contestless sense got mouth. Shait lo. Cool, missa. Quentus Cassipius Calich, that opened stocks at the largest. Could no onums. Largest. Quentus did a ram, what little what Sister Louise. Which is for so watching. She looks scabs got too deep. Quentus looks getting there, all likely as so watching. No deep. Kun sick is good no is too the good lessons out a gray. It's bosh but quays. It's the largest. It's a sippish steaks. Well, since you used this, let's see, yeah. She's Eustace. Yeah. But I told the story.
Sorry. Okay.
Then Scully, what? Asked me what a schlaus. What a squeeze system, what who is schlaus. What the answer? Sittings and pull out the cell, but a sweet little soul. I said, Madame, so which is the hour in the estrange as in Ptola? Street, but only what the wow, what toy. So, Madame, so helpful out, street, what ho watch. Depends what tells. Oh, Miss Lea sees him so is Christian, she wouldn't as let collapse. Wouldn't as in left, Miss Lea. Just in his house, as I was charged. That whist, poor that street would sat the lock scars, the cock down there. I up is in his house. Oh, it would get toy. Didn't was well who he had sick him enough. Takat luisis. Kuta su teka anas. Penuis. Sa et nyt sinuk tuhtel su koosilt. Apisis nyt sa bentul se on puulis mukaan. Kuta saa mäis täysit. Saa ei mämsä tukriosta opetusta kuten. Yeah, the old man bone lost that. If he didn't, I would still have it. He got mad. The deer wouldn't come close to the salt lake. Come close to it, run. He stayed there till daylight. Nothing, he got so mad. He threw his blanket and took his gun. He forgot his belt where he got his shells. That's where he had it tied on. He went back and walked away to where his horse is. When he just got there, he heard that. Just make a noise, just like a 1st July. Fine, it quit and he went back, crazy fool. He started digging around there. He couldn't find it. That's where he lost it. And he was having good luck every time he goes out, he kills a deer. Yeah. Old timer has everything for him. This is just a story about him. He got back, he says, it's all your brother's fault, and I lost yours. I said, well, you didn't have to do that. You can make another one. You didn't have to do that. You can let him have it. Make another one. Some place where you think they will come. So I don't know what Grandma done with it after she died. He's such a hot head he has.
That's where Sam gets it, huh?